Let's look at the effect on scheduling. On top here is a good old RTL only, no behavioral model schedule. You spend some time doing your RTL coding, and then you do your top level RTL debug from the top level of the chip. You integrate the sub blocks and you get your RTL debug. Once everything, and you might start some synthesis here or here just to make sure that whatever you do will meet your constraints for those little blocks. But only when you have your full top level do you actually start synthesis from the entire, from the top level. And only once you have the fully debugged RTL can you start the system test. And system test here is purposefully long because of the fairly slow nature of RTL simulation. So why are they slow? Well, you have all these processes and always blocks that wait for the positive clock. When the clock arrives, boom, they all execute, even though maybe one-tenth of them actually change the state. So an event-driven simulator is pretty much like power consumption. The more you have things hanging off the clock, the more you consume. Same thing. If you do behavioral, here's what you do. RTL coding still takes the same time. It'll take the exact same time. You don't change anything on that path. But what you do, look at behavioral model. It's so much easier to write. I'll give you an example. One ASIC that we taped out at 2.2 million gates. The people didn't know about behavioral model, and they kept specifying really at the low-level stuff and giving us little, almost one page of schematic at a time. And we had just the hardest time to abstract the functionality and code the RTL. Eventually, we had the big picture and went, aha, that's what you want to do. So in 2 weeks, I was able to model what took two of our best RTL coders 3 months to do in RTL. Well, it took so long because of the fairly detailed level of the specification, which required us to abstract quite a bit. But you can see the difference in speed that it takes to code RTL versus behavioral. I didn't have to worry about the 5 nanosecond clock period. I could do everything in one clock cycle. Now, of course, it meant that things showed up faster at the output, but who cares? As long as the system does not depend on the actual delay, you're fine. If it did, all I had to do was include some dead cycles in there. No big deal. So the behavioral model is going to take a couple, 3 weeks, versus this is going to be months, this is going to be weeks. Then you test and debug your top-level test. Why is it so much shorter here? Well, first of all, because this is so much faster to simulate and so much faster to debug. It's like debugging a C program compared to an assembly code. It's a lot more efficient. Once you're done here, you have a fully debugged test suite to apply to the RTL. So why is the RTL so much faster to debug? Because here, you don't know where the bug is. Is it my RTL or is it my test bench? Test bench needs to be debugged just as the code. So here you kind of start pointing fingers. No, it's your test bench. No, it's your RTL. In here, you've already debugged the test cases, and you've probably influenced the RTL. Says, hey, that wasn't specified. Now, how do you do this? Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that. So in here, you've already fixed bugs that would have been found here. So your RTL debug shrinks. Synthesis takes the exact same thing. Doesn't help there. But look at system test. It's shortened a little bit because of the performance of behavioral model. In here, you can introduce RTL models where applicable, but your system test started this much earlier. And it started before RTL was done, which means if you find problems at system level, there's still time to affect the RTL without affecting your schedule here. Yes?
What is the time scale you put it in this example?
They're kind of relative. Because the more complex the RTL is, the more complex the behavioral is, the more complex the system will be. So they tend to scale relatively linearly. It's hard for me to put some numbers here because it depends on the complexity. If you're talking normal ASICs today, and it also depends on how many people you put on it. The thing too here is, in order to be able to achieve parallelism, there is a need to have the staff to do it in parallel. If you don't have it, well, you need to rearrange the arrows there. If you serialize everything, you still see that you come earlier than this one. So I'm sorry, I cannot answer your question in details about the actual scale on this thing. It's all relative scale. You can say, well, if this is a base 3 months, this stays 3 months, and this could go down to 3 weeks maybe, just to show relative scales.